continuing our way through Romans chapter 9. And this is our second session. It covers verses 14 through 18. And it's entitled Fairness versus Justice. Fairness versus Justice. In this passage, we have one of the most challenging questions in Scripture. So let's look at it and see why it's so challenging, starting with 14. What shall we say then? Is there injustice on God's part? By no means. For he says to Moses, I'll have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I'll have compassion on whom I have compassion. Sounds kind of arbitrary, doesn't it? So that it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who has mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this very purpose I have raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed in the earth. So then he has mercy on whoever he wills, and he has hardens on whomever he wills. So is God fair? Does this sound like God is unfair? No, he is not fair, but rather he is just. He is perfectly loving and perfectly just at the same time. Verse 14 asks, is there injustice on God's part? No, because we all deserve punishment. He calls and shows mercy to those who love him, and he uses their response and their circumstance, even if difficult and painful, for his purpose. Whether we respond to his call by faith and love for him or not, he uses our response for his glory. So is God fair? Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do innocent children suffer? God is not fair, he is just, which is much better. Believers have no choice in this life but to trust him and love him, for he is perfectly loving and perfectly just all the time. I know many believers and many denominations have difficulty understanding this and have differing views of this. Here is what I have come to understand over the years. You may disagree. Bear with me, there are 17 steps in this, so here we go. Number one, God always does what is right. Number two, we are sinners. Number three, God is in eternity outside of time. Number four, he foreknows past, present, and future. Number five, he predestines, meaning we all have a destiny, a destination. Number six, he desires to be loved and glorified. Number seven, this requires free will. Number eight, he is persistent and can make his call intense, hard to resist, as in difficult, painful circumstances which may occur. Number nine, you must respond. Number 10, perfect love is displayed at the cross, not fairness. Perfect love is displayed at the cross. Number 11, he is perfectly loving and perfectly just, as we have said before. Number 12, in his love and justice, he lets you decide. Number 13, are you covered by his blood or not? Number 14, you decide. He has a plan for you. Number 15, by faith, believe in him. Number 16, give yourself to him for his use. And number 17, he calls you. You love him so much that you find yourself obeying and responding out of that heart of compassion for what he has done for you on the cross. So, Father, to balance out your will, your sovereignty, and your desire to be loved, which requires us to choose to love you, to exercise our will in response to your sacrifice for us, these are difficult and complex issues and sometimes hard to grasp. But we know you're in charge, and I pray that each one here has had a time in their life where they chose to respond to the free gift of grace and love that you gave us, that sacrifice that you made on the cross, and have come in so doing to be your children. I pray for that, and I pray that those that are listening that may not understand this would ask someone, elder, staff member, Sunday school teacher, whatever it is, to help them understand the truth that your love and justice are in perfect balance. We praise your name for that, in Jesus' name.